Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, hour number three, 713-780-ESPN, your number, 713-780-3776. Can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, and today it's at Cody underscore Stutes, and he has a blue check mark, which kind of pisses me off.
I want one of those
at
XO
Holly,
bad.
At Jerry Bone Nose with a Z, as Cody, Holly, and Jerry fill in today for AJ and Jong. Jong's in Vegas, AJ's going to a wedding, and yeah, I can't believe I don't have a blue check mark. I'm legit, okay? At this point, you know, I'm a legitimate human being.
I've been blocked by so many people. I should have a check. That's not fair. That makes me somebody.
I think I deserve a check more than you do. I'm just saying.
Whatever. I mean, hey, who did you email to get that check? Me or Fred?
No, he got it when he was over at the enemy.
I worked in the machine for a while, and they took care of me.
Okay. That's just fine. So anyway, been a fun show so far. We'll have RJ Bell on in a few minutes. RJ is so busy now with his big national show, so he'll join us here in a couple of minutes, and we'll let that run as long as we can. But if you have missed any of the show, it's all available on podcastarena.com. Go and check it out. Been a fun show with Cody and Holly filling in. And, I thought it'd be a fun show, but but what's weird is we're looking, I share a Google Doc of my show notes, right? And, okay, I think Jerry's probably looking at it. And I know I'm looking at it. And I know Holly's looking at it.
There's a unicorn somewhere.
Well, yeah, there's somebody looking at this. And I don't, because like now Cody's on there and I can see it says Cody Stutes. For me, it says me, right? But then there's Anonymous Nyon Cat.
How do we make up names, though?
Anonymous Unicorn and Anonymous Chameleon.
Very strange.
Yeah, and there's five people on there, and there's only four people doing the show. So I need to know who the hell else is on here, and I'm wondering if Jermaine's not trying to steal our stuff for that national show he's doing that nobody's listening to.
Jermaine.
I might have solved this. Could one of them be my phone?
Oh, I am on from my email, too, on my phone.
Yeah.
We love Lawyer Dave.
Oh, we all love Lawyer Dave. Wait, let's get Lawyer Dave on because we're waiting on RJ anyway. So you got a couple of seconds, Lawyer Dave. What's up?
What are you doing? Hey, Blitzers. Hey, Fred. What's going on with you guys? And hey, Holly, I missed you the other night.
Hey, I know. I didn't get to see you.
Well, I was stuck in traffic. I didn't get out there till the party was over, I'm sorry to say.
We'll catch up soon.
Yeah, where you been, so man? I missed you at steak night last night, dude.
Well, did you go around the corner?
Yeah, of course. Same thing we do every Thursday night.
Well, you know that's an open invite. For sure. We're going to be there this Thursday. But here, I got a question for Holly.
Shoot.
Holly, do you think that Philadelphia is going to make the playoffs this year?
Big D Nick has taken us all the way back to the Super Bowl. I'm just kidding. No, I really, as devastating as that is. No, I really do think that Chicago is going to win for Philly, and Philly will make it into the playoffs, but I don't think they'll go very far.
Don't have a lot of hope.
Well, I do, but I'm not supposed to say that. I'll still be here talking smack like we're going all the way, though.
Well, Fred, what's your prediction for the Titans-Colts game? I'm curious to know that because I think the Colts are going to cream them.
I'm kind of with you. I think we're all in agreement that the Colts are the guys in the shower and the Titans are Ed Norton in American History X. That's what I think is going to happen.
Hey, you're not talking about like Penn State in the shower, are you?
No. Well, maybe. Yeah. But at least in American History X, they were all of legal age. So.
Oh, there we go. That's good to hear. Well, Happy New Year to all the Blitzers. Fred, Holly, your two guest hosts. We'll see you guys in the early new year.
All right, man. Hey, if you're in town this weekend, shoot me a text. Let's grab a beer.
Oh, well, by all means, I sure will. I will definitely be in town.
All right. Talk to you soon, brother. Yeah, it's funny.
Thank you, guys. Bye-bye. Thanks, Fred. See you. Bye.
Yeah, Cody gets to be Sir Also appearing in this film. Because he knows Holly, because he's actually done some work for... Lawyer Dave has done work for all of us. He's kind of a badass. And,
yep.
Yeah, but so you were guest hosts. That's Sir Also appearing in this film.
That's fine, as long as my name's in the credits.
Right? We'll take what we can.
Hey, I have... So I know RJ's like almost ready here, but I have like...
Well, he'll tell us when he's ready. So
I have a big time... Would you like to know the potential 2019 Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo lineup?
I saw somebody tweet that out, so, and then the rodeo retweeted it with, wow, what a nice lineup, if that's accurate, but it kind of struck me as it must be accurate.
It matches up. So they've released the genre calendar.
Yeah.
Okay, the rodeo has officially released the genre calendar, but this potentially leaked lineup matches the genre calendar.
So tell me the lineup.
Okay.
And I'll tell you if I'm going.
Casey Musgraves.
Never heard of him.
Ooh. Oh, gosh. You're missing out on life.
She's a megastar right now.
Never heard of her.
Okay.
I didn't even know that was a woman.
Country music.
I hate country.
Brooks and Dunn.
I hate them both. Classic. Unless it's Garth Brooks, which I can stomach.
Luke Bryan.
Love that sexy beast.
Heard of him.
Beast.
Not a fan.
Cardi B.
Heard of her, it, or whatever. He, she, whatever.
Oh, God.
Never one of their songs.
Ooh. So. Money.
Big show. Turnpike Troubadours.
Never heard of them.
Panic at the Disco?
Heard of them. I actually heard them, I think it was Final Four week, and I was still living in Houston House, and they were playing, I think they were playing at Discovery Green, so I sat on my balcony and smoked weed and listened to their concert.
Okay, that was actually probably a pretty good concert, though.
It wasn't bad, yeah.
Old Dominion?
Oh, I love them.
You know, their football team sucked this year.
Oh, Lord.
Camila Cabello?
Never heard of them.
No. Luke Combs?
Never heard of.
Tim McGraw?
Heard of him? Wasn't like the McGraw chick the one that Roger Clemens banged?
No, that's all right. Yeah,
okay, I don't know. That's
so you're not in on this the rodeo.
I'm not a big country guy.
Gotcha.
Man. I'm not. I know a few songs here and there. Like if it's Willie or Waylon and the Boys or Garth Brooks, I probably know it. But otherwise, okay. Anybody else?
Well, I'm just going to quit this exercise.
No, keep going.
You're poo-pooing everything.
I'm not pooing anything. I'm just telling you, I don't know them.
Zed? I don't know who that is.
Zed?
Kane Brown? Yeah.
Zed's dead, baby. Who else?
Kane Brown?
Oh, my God. He's so hot. And his girlfriend. Great side piece material. I'll show you on break.
But if she's a girlfriend to a singer, I got no chance.
Los Tigres del Norte?
Si.
In there.
Bueno.
Zach Brown Band.
Zach Brown, I know, because when AJ was fat, he looked like Zach Brown.
Oh, God.
No, he did. He'll tell you that, too.
Kings of Leon. I think you'll like this one, Fred.
Is it Leon or is it like Leon?
Okay, easy. Santana.
One of the worst concerts I've ever... I'm a big Santana fan.
Really?
But I saw them at the Texas Jam, like, before you were born.
Yeah?
They were one of the headliners, and they did, like, a 30-minute bongo solo, and it was the worst crap I've ever seen, and I've never gone to another Santana concert.
Chris Stapleton?
Don't know who that is.
Oh, man, you'd like him. Cody Johnson, Brad Paisley, and then George Strait opening act for that, Lyle Lovett and Robert O'Keefe.
Now, I know all those guys.
Okay,
I actually met Lyle Lovett because he used to own Quarter Horses, and he'd come to Sam Houston all the time.
How about that?
Not an attractive man, though, for a guy who can sing.
Hideous.
But, you know, that's the thing. It's like Seal. If you can sing, my God, you pull. Paul says, just finished Luther and Rake. Both are top five series for me. When are you posting yours? And AJ is the Reels Much Watched list. I cannot tell you enough how much I love Rake. That series was so good. Degenerate Aussie lawyer. Funny as hell. Only five seasons. If you're going to watch one show this year, watch Rake. And Luther's in my all-time top three. And they're supposed to have season four or five coming out next year on Luther. Idris Elba. So women will watch it just for that. Apparently he's like the most handsome man on the planet. At least that's what my wife tells me. I am not the most handsome man on the planet. I'm not even the most handsome man in our house, apparently. It's like when she puts on when she tries to go out as a man.
I cannot deal with you today.
What do you mean? All right, we're going to break. Hopefully we'll have RJ when we come back. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1. 94.1. 94.1.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. No A.J., no Jong. And our next guest is the gambling guru of the universe, one of my favorite people on the planet, good friend, genius. And RJ, this would be like you. When AJ's gone and Jong's gone, it takes me three people to replace him. I got Jerry Bowe, Cody Stutes, and the lovely Holly Seymour, who will only be lovely for a couple more years because she's 31.
Oh, Jesus.
But all three of them were telling me how they listen to your podcast and what big fans of yours they are.
Oh, so. Well, listen then. I was kind of skeptical of those names. They seem kind of unruly and, you know, like Ruffigan types. But, hey, if they're fans of the pod, then I'm bought in.
Oh, it's funny because I was talking about Jerry and Cody, and it's like, yeah, when RJ comes on, we usually do this. Oh, I was listening to his podcast yesterday. And I'm like, oh, okay, both of them said the same thing. So they're
hey, the power of the digital vertical. Well,
you're kind of a genius, RJ. I mean, it's gonna get out there. So, hey, listen.
Soon enough, baby.
So let's talk about the Super Contest. I know things didn't go that well last week, but you still got a shot, right?
Yeah, you know, we're two games out, but what's now it becomes all about the metagame. And what I mean is this. Imagine, Fred, you and I were in a contest picking five games a week, which is the Super Contest, NFL sides. And you were up, let's be realistic. I was up a half a game on you, okay? If I knew your five picks, I would guarantee victory,
right?
Because I would pick exactly the same five and you would have no chance to pick up ground. So not only do we have to try to find winning picks this week, we've got to try to find picks that are the opposite of what the guy ahead of us is going to pick. And we got to make sure for sure we don't pick the same game. So I'll give you an example. Buffalo is favored in the contest. The lines come out on Wednesday by 3.5 points. I think Buffalo is going to close a 6-point favorite. So the question is, in any week, and it's actually 6 in some spots now, it might close 6.5.
Yeah.
In any other week, we're laying the 3.5 with a big smile, thinking we got the best of it. But this week, we can't even think about playing Buffalo because the leader almost certainly will. And because of that, if we both have it, we can't gain on that pick against them. So it's the picks, how good they are, but it's also trying to be contrary of the competition.
You know, it's funny because I've played a lot of horse racing tournaments like that. And if I'm in the hunt the last day, I have somebody keeping track of what the other guy did on other races because I'm handicapping the player at that point and not the races because I know what's out there for me to play, and if the guy's going to play the same type of races I'm playing, I have to be contrarian, and it kind of sounds like you guys are in the same boat there.
Absolutely, and we've also profiled the leader, as in we know how often he plays road favorites, how often he plays home dogs, how often he plays certain teams, et cetera, et cetera. So that's going to help us make our choices.
All right, well, let's get to the Sunday games. And if there's anything that's, you know, on the table for the contest, just say, hey, let's go to another game. And
You know, if you don't mind, Fred, I think because I've got a heart out in about 8 minutes. So Maybe I could hit you with one or two macro concepts and then a couple of games. But I think these macro concepts, these big picture concepts are going to be really fresh, I think, for the audience. Does that sound good?
That sounds great.
Awesome. So number one is, if a team doesn't have obvious motivation, when are teams historically typically motivated, even though it's not obvious? To me, there's three big factors. And the Giants actually meet all three criteria. So it's a good example. First game on the board. Number one, home teams. You're just more inclined to play hard at home. You don't want to lay down in front of your home crowd. Okay. And 30 years of data proves that strongly. Week 17, home teams that are below 500 do better. Number two, and this is always against the spread, is are you on a winning or losing streak? So let's use, for example, the Raiders. The Raiders look like they had hyper motivation on Monday night. Was it the Pro Bowl snubs for the Raiders? Was it the last game in Oakland likely? Yeah, probably all of it. But after the game, Gruden said, wow, it's great to finish the season with this win. It's like, well, wait, there's another game left. It's that. That's how focused the Raiders were in that game. Now that they have a win, are they as focused? No. But if you take a team like Carolina, you might think, what the heck does Carolina have to play for? But they've lost seven, if I'm correct, seven straight games. I'm going by memory. Do you think they want to go into the offseason with eight straight losses? Now, I get it. I get that they have a third-string quarterback and all that. I'm not saying play Carolina. What I'm saying is Carolina is probably going to be ultra-motivated. And then finally, so number one, home or not. Number two, have you won recently or not? Are you stopping a losing streak with a win, let's say, is where the motivation comes from. And then finally, is it a divisional game? And a kicker on that is if you can spoil a division opponent. So Cincinnati, you would feel pretty strongly that Cincinnati's a team that is going to be motivated. Now, can they do anything about it? We'll see. Because it's a division opponent, and they'd love to play spoiler to the hated Steelers. So in general, those are the factors that help you determine handicap motivation if it's not obvious.
And those are great concepts. Let me just warn you off the Panthers. It's not just a third-string quarterback. It's a guy who does not belong in the NFL. He was a backup at UH last year. He was so bad. So
no, and I agree with you that Brad Powers, who's on with you guys every week, was talking about that on our podcast. And you're right, or I agree with you based on his feedback. I would say this, and this is in that same game. I love the Saints team total over. Now, what's a team total? That's how many points will the Saints score. Now, why not just play the total? Because I don't think Carolina's going to score all that much.
Yeah.
So under that theory, hey, maybe I just lay it with the Saints. I got that part. But I actually think with the Saints, what did they do for Bridgewater? They traded in a third-round pick. Now, do you think they did that for a backup for 1 year? I think the plan is let's see how Bridgewater does in our system. If he does well and he's physically able, this is the guy to quarterback this team after Drew Brees. Maybe it's 2021. You know, who knows? But Drew Brees is, what, 40, right? So come on.
All right. Yeah.
To me, oh, go ahead.
No, I was just agreeing with you. Drew's 39.
To me, I think with Drew Brees or with Bridgewater, you're going to see the Saints chuck that ball around like crazy with the rationale that, hey, this game doesn't mean anything. So instead of Drew Brees coming in, handing off three-step drop screens, let's chuck the ball with Bridgewater and see what we've got. So I actually think you're going to see a lot of offensive aggression with the Saints and Bridgewater.
Yeah, and I like anybody who's playing quarterback when Sean Payton's calling plays. So I love that play to do the first half. In the contest, you guys can only do the spread, right? There's no over-unders. It's just the spread.
Nothing. Think about how tough it is. We're like 65% on the season. Five picks a week. I mean, boy, those first three are usually pretty obvious. And then it's like that fifth pick can be a head scratcher, because let's be candid. The average NFL handicapper, I mean a guy that makes a living at it, in a month probably has about 10 NFL sides. The average would be about 2.5, 2 1 week, 3 the next. So the idea of 5 a week is tough.
Yeah, I can think of maybe 2 times all season where I've like 5 NFL games. And
oh, wow. That even surprises me. You have 2.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, that's maybe. Usually it's 2 or 3. You're right. That's but, you know, that's kind of a testament to what you guys have done to be able to put up that kind of number with 5 games.
It's been a good year for sure. Now, here's one other point I'd like to actually. And again, Fred, I know I say this all the time, but it bears repeating. As sharp as you get as a radio guy. You know, it's one of those things. Is Fred the sharpest guy ever? No. Right, but he's a professional broadcaster. He's an amazing broadcaster, and he's like top 2% sharp, in my opinion, and that's genuine. I love correlated parlays in week 17. Now, what does that mean? Correlated means one result affects the next result. There's a correlation. So let me give you a three-teamer.
Okay.
On our radio show, we've got a George Thorogood sounder where it's It's Bad to the Bone, right?
Yeah, it's the only song he ever had, so it had to be that one.
Well, he did have one bourbon, one scotch, and one beer. Don't forget
that.
But
wasn't that a remake of somebody else's?
Yeah, well, they all were remakes, I think. Yeah. Hey, you got to appreciate he's made such a living.
Yeah,
you still play.
There's that.
So the concept is, hey, we know you want to do teasers. We know you want to do parlays. We know you want to bet TV games. Here's the best time to be bad this weekend. And for me, it's a three-teamer. Play the Rams minus 10. Play the Minnesota Vikings minus 4.5. And play, hold your breath, the Washington Redskins plus 7. Now, here's the correlation.
Excuse me, sir. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, Holly's a huge Eagles fan, so she just almost threw up in her mouth.
I threw because you picked two of the games that I was like, no, don't you touch those and jinx those, RJ.
Now, listen, now, I'm not saying so much I even love these games standalone, but here's what I'm thinking, is there's a real chance the Rams are up by 17 at halftime. Can we agree?
Yes.
I mean, I'm not saying it's 100%.
I mean, no, there's a chance, yes.
There's a 40%, 30% chance they're up big at halftime.
22.6%, right. But okay.
There you go. So now what happens then? Chicago looks up and says, guys, we can't win this game. Or I'm sorry, we can't get the number two seed now. And oh, by the way, Minnesota's winning. We are playing them next week. That's the matchup as long as Seattle wins, which they likely will.
Right.
So now it's like it's time to get vanilla. Not only rest our guys, but we can't even show anything schematically if we're Chicago, because we're playing these same guys next week. So now the Minnesota pick gets better if the Rams take a big lead. And then what happens? Uh-oh, Minnesota's up. Those Eagles, yeah, cry into your Super Bowl ring. They look up and say, well, I guess this doesn't really matter anymore either, because now Minnesota's got that game in hand. So to me, there's a connection between the Rams, the Vikings, and Washington. I don't love any of the picks individually, but together in a three-teamer, there's a correlation, and I think it's the best time to be bad.
Yeah, I like that. The key to that is if you think the Rams are going to get out to a big lead on the 49ers, then the other two bets make a ton of sense. I mean, that's...
Yeah, but Fred, I disagree with you there, and here's why. If you thought, let's say you loved the 49ers, you loved them, all right? Not the bet of the year, but your best bet of the week. All you were thinking there is the 49ers should be 7.5.
Right.
Right. So the fact that you might think it's a point or two expensive or a point or two cheap, it doesn't change the fact that an over or touchdown favorite that has a explosive offense will often get out to a big lead. So I agree. You'd like it more if you think the Rams should be 12 instead of 10, and you'd like it less if you thought they should be 8 instead of 10. But still, the correlation, I think, is bigger than even which way you lean in the game.
Well, no, but I mean, it really has nothing to do with the spread, though. I mean, to me, your point is if the Rams get out to a big lead, then these other two are going to follow right along. And I agree with that. But I mean, that's really what you're betting. You think the Rams are going to get out to a lead in the first half. And if that's the case, the other two make perfect sense. But the other
two.
That's
what you're betting.
Well, right.
That's what you're betting. I'm sorry to interrupt. That has an edge. There still can be a chance that the Rams are winning by 3 or by 4 with 2 minutes left. And somehow Minnesota still covers and Washington still covers, and the Rams score a touchdown on the last play of the game, and you still catch. So you're right. The way that the correlation works is the Rams getting out to a big lead, but you can still win the game another way.
Right, right. But I think in your scenario, if that happens, the other two are much more likely is what I'm saying.
And to me, the other two correlations would be if you like the Ravens – and you like the Bengals would have a correlation, because there's a chance the Ravens are going to be up big. And the Steelers are the kind of team to get deflated. And that deflation might not even happen until the beginning of the fourth quarter. But if you're getting 14.5, obviously the Bengals are attractive if Pittsburgh's not playing hard in the fourth. And then finally, some correlation between Kansas City, that game, and the Chargers game. Meaning if you feel good KC is going to roll, you might want to look at Denver, because all of a sudden Chargers get deflated once KC clearly is going to win.
All right. Well, I know we're over, but great stuff as always. And I was just going to say, though, does it make sense to keep an eye on second half plays for all these games if we're seeing this play out?
even more so. And if you want to get than the game itself, the full game, and if you want to get sophisticated, you can actually bet the Rams in the first half, parlayed with Minnesota and parlayed with Washington. And that actually is even a better play, because all you really care about isn't the Rams backdooring late, right, down four, win by 11, but rather you need them to get out to a big lead. And thus, Rams first half minus 6.5 would be even better.
All right, that's RJ Bell, the gambling guru of the universe. And
Fred, real quick, if you don't mind, I am going to put out all five of our plays on my Twitter, and I've got a buddy of mine that wants to say the Twitter. Hold on.
His Twitter handle is at RJ in Vegas.
So there you go.
You can do better than him. I'm sorry. You know, I'm just saying. Hey, we're gonna be out there for the Pacquiao fight, so let's make some dinner plans, brother.
All right, it's on me, baby. Thank you.
All right, we'll see you soon. It's RJ Bye. Bell. All right, I have to tell you about, you know what? There's so many transitions I could do here. Talk about if you win a bunch of money, you know what you should go buy? Sausage. Or I know Holly likes sausage. You know, there's all kinds of ways to go with sausage here. So I'm just going to tell you. Guys, the holidays, during the holidays, if you're going to have people over on New Year's, let's say, and you're, I'm going to have black-eyed peas because that's good luck. Dude, screw that. Okay? Let's have something that people are going to like. Black-eyed peas taste like garbage. I don't care if they're good luck or not. You know what's really good luck? Great-tasting sausage. So I want you to go to the store. I want you to pick up some Zumos. Whether it's the Party Time sausage, which is a recipe that's been passed down from generation to generation since 1908. Sure, you can throw your black-eyed peas on there and put them on the sausage, and they'll actually taste good. How about that? That way you get good luck and good taste. Or you can get the Zumo's Boudin. You can mix that with some black-eyed peas. That would be terrific. Or how about this? Their Andouille sausage, which is a truly authentic Cajun-style sausage. It's fantastic. You can use it for gumbo. You can use it for red beans and rice or just straight off the grill. We've used it for breakfast. We put it on homemade pizza. We put it on. I've actually made hot dogs with the Zumo Party Time sausage and the Andouille sausage. It's fantastic. You can also mix it with Boudin for the ultimate Cajun style meal. Go by your store today. Go into HEB right now if you're driving home. Just go into HEB. Look for Zummo on the label and pick it up right now. You can also go to Kroger. You can also go to Fiesta. But look for Zumo's. Make it a Zumo's weekend. Make it a Zumo's holiday. You will thank me. It's Zumo's.
Houston Sports Talk with some certified Angus beefsteaks. What could be better?
It's like nothing you've ever heard before.
Saltgrass Steakhouse presents the official ESPN 97.5 app. Download it today by searching ESPN Houston in your app store. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Okay, Cody, this segment's all yours. Can we get his mic? I can't hear him. Nope, still can't hear you.
There we go.
When Tyler came over here to do the recording, he turned everything
college
off.
Football. Yeah,
which we didn't even record. I went in the studio, playoffs. So that was a waste of everyone's time, but that's okay.
That's all right. We're making it work now.
Go ahead.
College football playoff. That's what I want to get into.
Okay, do it.
Oh, you want me to just do it?
Yeah.
You want me to just, all right.
I mean, I'll tell you if I think you're wrong.
Oh, okay. I love both these games. I think both these games are just going to be knockdown, drag out, super close.
Really?
Yes, I really do.
I hope you're right. I
really do.
I actually like Notre Dame to cover, and I keep wanting to believe that OU can keep it close, but I don't believe that, but I hope you're right.
If I was – so Saban and the spread teams that he struggled with in the past, it's one of those situations where he just didn't see it a lot, and he's seeing it more on his schedule now, so his defenses struggle less and less with it. But they still struggle a ton against quarterbacks that can move around a little bit. And Kyler Murray can scoot. I mean, that dude is dynamic. And you have to think about this. If he wants to go out on a shield, and he's truly committed to baseball, and he wants to go out on a shield, it's reckless abandon. because you're going to need that to beat Bama.
But that's how he plays anyway.
True. I mean, Hollywood Brown's going to be good to go, so I'm loving that. I don't know what Tua is, if Tua's starting, and I don't know if they're going to trust Jalen Hurts for a whole game, that they would keep pace with Alabama. I mean, would they keep pace with Oklahoma? Look, OU's not stopping them at all. I don't care who the quarterback is. OU's not stopping them. But if OU got one or two stops and got a little lead, man, that is pucker time for Alabama. They just don't face that scenario a lot in the season. It's pucker time. Little nerves. Are they ready for that?
I'm glad you said pucker. I was thinking something else. Okay. So you think both games are going to be close?
I think both games are close. And I know that's a super unpopular opinion with the Notre Dame.
Actually, no, it's not. I think Notre Dame's going to keep that game closer than people think. Ian Book is a damn good quarterback. They're going to be it's an easy narrative to say, oh, Notre Dame doesn't belong here. Look, Clemson's better than they are, but it ain't that big of a gap, and I think that's going to be a close one.
Efficient quarterbacks, to me, it feels like efficient quarterbacks, guys that are as efficient as Book are, rarely get blown out. And they can run the ball a little bit. They got a nice little defense. And look, Lawrence has not been this megastar at quarterback for Clemson that a lot of people thought he was, myself included. When I wrote the college football preview article, I was like, look, Lawrence is going to take over as the QB at Clemson, and the dude's a freak. And they just haven't, for whatever reason, we haven't seen him just be this megastar at quarterback for Clemson. Now, they got a really nice rushing attack, and they got a nasty defensive line, even with the one player suspended.
Yeah, minus maybe, well, I mean, they got four NFL guys there, so sure. Now they have three.
Right. That's going to be a fight.
He does have beautiful hair, though.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. I wish I had hair like that still.
Golden bouncy locks when he's running down the field.
Oh, yeah. It's so beautiful. It makes me want to excuse myself. Okay. We're going to do one more segment here, and we're going to let Holly do whatever she wants to get into that we didn't get to today, which I told you guys we weren't going to get to any of this stuff. It just, that's how the show goes. Nobody believes me.
There's one I wanted to get to, so we'll be non-sportsy for the last segment.
That's going to be your segment. But I have to vent about one thing. You know, I listen to NHL Network a lot when I'm not listening to our station.
Right.
I heard a guy today when he was going to go do his rundown of all the games last night. Do you know how he went into it? He said, pitter patter, let's get at her. And I mean, this guy's a cliche machine, and I'm not gonna say who he is, but if you listen to the station, you'll know who I'm talking about. He's a total cliche machine, but that was his intro to last night's game. Pitter patter, let's get at her.
Oh, jeez.
All right, just public service announcement. If you're in radio or you want to be in radio, and you hear that on a major national network, you think, oh, that's how you're supposed to do things. No, you're going to be working in Lubbock for the rest of your life if that's what you do. So,
hey, why are you picking on Lubbock, man?
I'm just saying. Is that the market you really want to be in for 40 years?
No.
Just saying. No offense, Lubbock. I don't want to be in Lubbock for 5 minutes. I damn sure don't want to be there for 40 years.
You'd be surprised what Lubbock can show you.
In 5 minutes, I've seen all of Lubbock. That's all I need to know. All right, we're gonna take one more break. We're gonna come back, and Holly has something she wants to get into. So the last segment's all hers. There you go. I can barely hear it though. Music needs to be a little louder. All right, here's a pop quiz for you. This song, Danny California, Red Hot Chili Peppers. What song did they basically steal this riff from?
No idea.
Wow. Really? Silence from all of you?
No idea.
I don't watch movies or listen to music. Just kidding.
Dude, we've got to work on...
He's like, she's no longer allowed on the show.
No, I mean, honestly, movies and music are about 70% of the show, but... All right, when you bring us back, I'm going to tell you off air what to bring us back with. And then you guys are going to go, oh, holy bleep. All right, quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. We'll be right back.
from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
In a town with a good-looking mama. Never was around.
I do a pretty mean petty. So, yeah, that's the song. Exact same riff as Danny California. All right. Yeah, Jerry knew it as soon as I told him to. All right, Holly, your turn. Let's wrap up the show with what you want to get to.
So we can either go non-sportsy.
We've been way too sportsy today. More so than I wanted to be.
Okay. So I really liked the top Christmas gifts things that were sold. We can talk about that a little bit.
Well, let's do it.
All right. So first off, this list that is on thebrobible.com for Amazon's top-selling items for the holidays, I just want to state I did not receive anything on this list, but...
I gave you vodka for the holidays.
Well, vodka, surprisingly, is not on the top seller list on Amazon.
All right. Well, but that was my gift to you, so...
I know, and I appreciate you. It was one of my favorites.
All right, let's hear
it. So, first off, this Echo Dot thing. That's kind of like the... that thing that
Alexa,
talks to you?
I've got one of those. I don't like her. The only thing I use her for is in the mornings when I'm doing show prep. I'll have her play music. I'll say, like, Alexa, play Tom Petty, Last Dance with Mary Jane. Yeah.
Or tell her to tell me to watch a movie or something.
Yeah. Alexa, tell Holly to start watching more Rick and Morty.
I could do that. Y'all don't find that weird? Like, you don't think, like, what do you think about those conspiracy things where they think the government's listening in on you through stuff like that?
Oh, I'm scared.
Oh, they're listening to everything.
Oh, and dude, I'm nervous as hell about having Alexa because it's basically Skynet, and the robot revolution is coming, and I'm going to be on the wrong end of it.
Does your Alexa ever light up when you didn't say anything close to Alexa?
It'll go like, boop.
That is super creepy.
That's because it's connecting to Skynet.
Exactly.
All right, what else you got?
See, I'm like fake poor, fake rich, so I don't have one of those. Let's see. Echo. Okay, what is I had to Google this one. A glam glitter series.
I have no idea what that is.
No idea.
Yeah, but I'm down with anything glitter because that one I'm going to go with as it's the number one way to like trap your significant other. It's like a cheat light. So any kind of glitter toy or anything like that. I'm going to rock with.
Trap? I mean, how do you mean trap?
Yeah, because if you buy anything with glitter, like your husband or anything, you'll know. Glitter sticks on you everywhere. Okay. You can use it as like a hint. Like, nobody's going to like kiss somebody that has like glitter on them or something. They know, obviously.
Best I can tell, this is a small doll.
It's a glitter doll, right?
I don't put glitter on my husband. I'm not really sure what that's about. All right, what else you got?
Video Ring doorbell. You have one of these? I can't remember. I don't think I've ever used the front door. Have I?
Whoa.
Yeah. No, okay. Okay.
You have used the front door. And no, I have a doorbell with a camera on it.
Yeah, that's kind of what those are. Yeah.
Yeah, but it's my security place, like Hawk Security. Shout out to those guys. That's
nice.
And also have an Arlo. So anybody comes to the front of my house, I'm going to get two views of them.
Oh, okay. There you go.
Fair enough. Okay.
Buying video doorbells off Amazon? You got to put it in yourself then.
Yeah, that's a pain in the ass.
I'm
against that.
Yeah, I'm surprised too, though. Okay, so they actually have something normal and not technology on here. The Crayola Inspiration Art Case. So I just wanted to shout that out for being not a millennial.
No idea what that is.
It's a crayon box
and you
thing,
are
probably.
A millennial. You are a millennial.
Barely.
You're an old millennial.
No.
You're almost 31.
Here he goes.
Calvin Klein brand clothing and accessories.
Who still wears Calvin Klein?
God, that was from my era. Come on.
Okay, well, Champion.
Did they get Tommy Hilfiger with it too?
Polo. You had to get a polo.
No, they got Champion brand clothing and accessories.
Champion's back. It's all over the place.
Is it? I haven't seen it.
Yes. I do not understand it. Like, Tony Romo tried to make Starter a thing. That never worked.
Yeah.
But Champion's, like, legit back, and I don't get it. Their stuff is hideous and not well made. I'm a Fruit of the Loom guy.
Let's see.
Don't need to know that.
I cannot. Nerf and Strike Elite Strong Arm Blaster. Sounds fun
to
go with your
any
Alexa.
Any kind of Nerf blaster is kind of badass, but I don't know what that is either.
Right. iRobot Roomba 690.
I have one.
I feel like you would know that.
Does it really work?
Yeah.
That was my question. I need one.
Your robot vacuum legit works.
Well, yeah, especially with a puppy that's going to shed. But yeah, at 10 o'clock every morning, it goes for an hour. It does my entire second floor. Highly recommend.
And it goes over like carpets and transitions
puppies,
and everything.
Everything. Goes over everything.
Well, I think I might have to invest in one of those.
It's worth it.
Okay. All right.
Okay. All right. So this one, I guess if somebody that doesn't like you, they get you this photo paper.
Photo
to
paper?
To print all of your selfies on, I guess. I mean, photo paper. Hmm. HP photo paper. Melissa and Doug Scratch Art Rainbow Mini Notes.
No idea what that is.
What?
Same.
Okay.
What? How did Amazon make any money if these were the top sellers?
Because they had the Amazon smart plug that also was a top seller.
Oh, okay.
Whatever that might be.
That just makes your Alexa work your lights.
And then a Fire Stick. Isn't that, aren't those illegal?
No.
Are they making them legal now?
I've got this one. I've got that one too. Well, the wife has it. She's into all that stuff. I'm not. Hmm. So.
She's into toys?
She likes gimmick stuff.
Gotcha.
Like, we have a trash can that automatically opens. We have an automatic cat feeder.
Oh, are you like the people in the commercial who's like, refrigerator tells them, like...
Yeah. This
you're
going to
eat this
idea.
For dinner.
That's what she does, and she has it all set in Canadian. So, like, our Alexa sounds like she's from, you know, Calgary. So, oh, geez, I'm happy to help with that, Fred. Oh, geez. Don't you know...
Oh,
it's a beauty, eh? Oh, do you want to watch some hockey? Oh,
I bet that's fun when you get home drunk.
Yeah, because basically then it's like, oh, you're drunk again, eh? That's not so good, don't you know?
Yeah, two Canadian ladies giving you a hard time about that.
Yeah.
Alexa and
one of them's being nice and the other one's saying, sleep on the couch, you son of a bitch. All right, guys, that's going to wrap it up. Hey, this has been a lot of fun. These are three of my favorite people here with Jerry Bowe. Did a great job. I'm going to give him an A today. Holly gets an A. Also one of my favorite people. Cody, the hardest working guy around here. And
not even close.
So, Dustin says, damn, Holly's almost 31. That's
okay,
almost as old as hipster me.
Let's not just give out my age. Over.
Almost. Well, you get used to it.
God,
you're about to
I'm
be
21.
Old. All right. Guys, have a great weekend. AJ and I will be back Monday for an hour and a half. Until then, stay sportsy, bitches.
Never go back to the AM dial.
Your home for sports is only on FM.
With ESPN 97.5.
And Sports Map 94.1.